back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
I really wanted to respond to CJ. I just do not understand what these people are thinking. They need to get the hell out of their bubble, watch another news network, read a paper, read a book, get themselves educated. You know, sitting there watching Tucker Klansman every night with lies and disinformation, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Joe Manchin represents maybe 290,000 people that voted for him in the state of West Virginia. In the state of West Virginia, 68% of people in West Virginia support things like Build Back Better. That's Republicans, Independents, and Democrats. People want child care. They want health care. There's other things that are needed to actually help the American people, not big business and corporations and for people to line their pocket. And I just do not understand these guys. So, no, Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema can go to the Republican Party as far as I care. I mean, they are just a complete roadblock. And I really wish these people would educate themselves. And, honestly, I think stations like this spend too much time reacting to people like him. Because I know if I would call him the Jay Weber or one of the other stations, they would not take a progressive or a liberal or even a Democrat's call because they're trafficking in lies and disinformation. They don't want any of this stuff to come out because their audience may be educated. So that's really all I have to say. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Robert. Very passionate and very, very well stated. Yeah, let me dig down on some of the issues you and then CJ had called. The difference between the other stations and this station and my show in particular is, I welcome anybody. There's an old adage that says the truth does not mind being questioned. A lie does mind being questioned. What we're talking now is the truth. If people come in and they have a different point of view, I'll take on all callers, and I've enjoyed doing it. Now, what the thing about Manchin is, it's not just Build Back Better. A broad majority, over 60% of West Virginia, both parties, want voting rights. They like the Voting Rights Act. And the same is true of Sinema's Arizona. If you ask people in general, should you be able to vote absentee? It used to be that Republicans voted absentee. They say yes. Do you want to make sure that it's fairly administered and this, and there's no gerrymandering? There's fair maps? Yes. What I do not understand is how Manchin and Sinema, they're doing this to pander to their donors. Let me be blunt. Manchin gets a ton of money from energy industries. Sinema gets a ton from pharmaceutical industries. They are going against the views of their own constituents, against the views of their own constituents. Now, here's some latest developments. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren say that if in the present voting on voting rights, Manchin, Sinema go against us, they're going to support primary challengers to him. Manchin's up in 2024. Here is the complexity of all of that. The only thing that Manchin, Sinema do that's correct, they voted to convict in the impeachment inquiries. They did vote to convict Trump, but they also vote to organize the Senate with the Democrats. If either one of them became a Republican, Moscow Mitch would be the majority leader, and everything gets shut down. So that's number one. But I do think that Warren and Bernie Sanders are making a very important point that at some point you can't possibly say you're a Democrat if you keep doing this. Today, Emily's List just announced they're withdrawing their support from Kyrsten Sinema. Emily's List. She's a woman. They only endorse women, pro-choice women. But they are yanking it over voting rights. Nick Saban, you've heard of him. Everybody's heard of him. The Alabama coach, one of the great coaches in history. I think he's had 7 national championships. I mean, he's had a lot of them. He lost this last time, but he's a hell of a coach. He apparently was a childhood friend of Manchin. Nick Saban's father was a mentor to Manchin as a boy. Saban wrote him a letter, said, you got to get behind voting rights. Nick Saban did, from Alabama. Jerry West, the former NBA player, just a legend. He and Saban cut an ad the last time Manchin was up, saying the coaches are for Manchin. Jerry West sent him a voting rights letter saying, get off the dime, guy. Get off the dime. Going back to the lines, Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Good morning, Matt. Great show as usual and really wonderful callers with one exception. I used to listen nonstop for many years fighting back. I used to live in the city and then I moved on the outskirts of a city in rural areas, and I had to listen to that stuff, CJ, nonstop. And they're real propaganda spreaders. They don't care if you believe them or not. They just have to get their voice on the air and in your brain or in anybody's brain that's listening in their minds as they're going to work. So whenever you say something that's controversial, you'll have somebody like him call in to totally spew all kinds of lies. So the point is, let him give you one lie and then kick his butt on the lie. But there are people out there that do this nonstop, because I used to have to deal with them every day till they took that show off the air. Now they have sports on forever. So anyhow, it's a bad thing. It's a lot of psychological manipulation. Anyway, what we need to do, I watched yesterday live all day when they were talking and giving their arguments for the bill, the voting rights bill. I was so impressed with the intelligence, the caring, and the insights of Democrats. Now, I've been an independent my entire life. I just listened to some of the spews and lies and stuff like that, and it would get in, and you kind of think, well, does that really happen? They try to relate it to something that you know. So be aware, don't fall for it. But watch the arguments, and they were great about the filibuster. They went in the history of the filibuster. Outstanding. If everybody gets a chance, get in there and see what they said. Outstanding. Biden's doing a great job. Biden's doing the best job he can. I am thankful. Every day I get up and say, thank you, Lord, for giving us Biden. We couldn't handle it with the Republicans ran our country, and we got to take back our state. Folks, this is serious business. It's on us, not them. It's on us. Thank you very much for taking my call. Come on, you guys. We can do it. Bye.
Thank you, Gene. Very passionate, very smart, very good. Thank you for calling, as always. Yeah, and I want to address the fact that, I take all calls. Most people don't know this. There's a 7-second delay under the FCC. We've had a couple of calls over the years where people have used obscenities or made threats, and you never hear those on the air. Those don't come on, but everything else comes on. We're going back for one quick call to Wisco Paul before we wrap this up. Wisco Paul.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Nice call again, Gene. You always do a good job, and I'm so happy to hear that coaches and other people are getting after Manchin for the voter rights bill. That's a good news. And with that, have a good day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, but the thing is, I enjoy substantive calls from conservatives. I do. And CJ and the rest of them, I enjoy those calls. If you are a liberal and you call into a right-wing show, you won't get the time of day. That's what's different about this show. We take on all callers. We take on all callers. I like taking on all callers. People can have their say. Everybody should have his say. That's what the First Amendment is all about. This is a very different kind of show. And I can take them. I don't mind taking them. I've never had somebody call who said something that I felt was wrong or that I strongly disagreed with, where we didn't make a very, very good oppositional point. So thanks to all our callers. Coming to the end of the show, great show. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. In the meantime, stand by for some great programming all day, all evening, all weekend. Back tomorrow, as I say, same time, same place. Plenty of history to talk about it. Signing off for today.